And now, Ben, Devo, Tech Boys, and Mayas.
Welcome back to the BDSM show. That's Billy and Devo talk sports and manliness. As always, I'm Billy.
I'm Devo. Welcome back. I can't believe we're almost done with May.
Yeah, time flies.
It's incredible. We got next week is June. This weekend is a long weekend, so we got a short week next week.
Yeah.
Do you have to work on Monday?
No, I have it off because that's Bub's actual birthday.
Nice. And then we get to see each other on Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
I'm really pumped about that.
It's exciting.
It's a ninja birthday party. And the gift we got for Bub is so cool. I really think he's going to like it.
I can't wait. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a Power Rangers themed at his Taekwondo studio. So it's gonna be fun. We went there for another kid's birthday party and it was a good time.
And they have a little obstacle course, right, that they make like the ninja warrior thing.
Yeah, he sets up an obstacle course for them, and they play games, and basically it's like 2 hours of him just running the kids ragged.
Nice.
Wears their little asses out.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know when we're coming down, but so we have swim lessons in the morning, and then I think we're just gonna come right down.
Works for me.
So, my swim class is like from 10 to 10:30. We'll come home, change the kids, get them dressed or whatever for the party.
Right.
Grab some Red Bulls, shoot on down there.
Yeah, 1 o'clock start time, so that's plenty of time.
Yep. That's why I told her I want to get there so we can kind of help you guys set up or whatever.
Sure. Sure, sure. And then you guys are welcome to stay, Saturday night. That's what you want to do.
Maybe. I'll talk to Jen. I might be able to drop Pearl at Will's house.
Right? Hang out for... Even just hang out, for the night or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
And then... So I'm really excited about... I haven't been this excited about a kid's birthday since one of my own kids had a birthday.
Right.
Finn has taken 3 jiu-jitsu classes.
Nice.
It's there was like a little introductory thing that we signed him up for. I think I probably mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go ahead and sign him up for it.
Sure.
Like, to do it. Does Bubba like doing the Taekwondo?
He does. I don't know how much they get into, like, lessons, and how much of it is just, like, kicking and punching dummies and all that stuff. But, yeah, mm-hmm. He enjoys it.
He, the one I took Finn to, I've been to 3 times, because that was what the intro period was.
Right.
And for like the first 10 minutes, they do like exercises. They run laps around the thing, and they do like little squats and push-ups.
Right.
It's adorable to watch little kids try and do push-ups. And then they do like a little like lesson where they like talk about like one move, and then at the end they play like dodgeball.
Nice.
It's great. Nice.
Yeah, the one thing that Bub loves doing that they do at least every other week, it seems like, they do the Spider-Man wall where he takes one of the big thick pads and like leans it up against the wall so that the kids can get a running start and like scale up the pad like Spider-Man climbing up the wall.
Try and run up it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So they'll do that on Saturday. Balls.
Nice. Finn will be pumped about that.
Yeah.
And he did see the Power Rangers most recent movie, so.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. Kids' birthday parties are almost always fun.
Yeah, almost.
Almost always.
We went to Chuck E. Cheese this weekend.
Nice.
I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in like 20 years.
I was going to say, is that the first time with the kids?
Yeah, for sure. They don't do the ball pit anymore.
No.
Or like little crawly tubes. I guess there was too much fecal matter around those. They were like too dirty.
Right.
So they got rid of them. They have like these little like they have like a bumper car thing that you can ride if you want.
Right.
For like a dollar.
Sure.
It's like the, they're like five little electric bumper cars. And then there's, it's like Las Vegas, but for kids.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you we've been a couple times.
Swipe your little card. Yep. We spent, I put $30 in the machine because I wanted to play two, right?
Sure.
And by the end of it, probably the last $10, I was like, let's just go. God.
Right. It can be exhausting.
30 was too much. So we only won like about 200 tickets.
Right.
And they're a real pain to feed those little onesies through the little ticket eater.
Right.
We ended up getting some airheads and a whistle. The whistle was a big mistake. but Finn loved it.
Oh, of course. They love it. They don't know how annoying it is.
He wants to go back. And this week, it's so funny because this week, the T-Mobile, you know, I told you they do the free stuff every Tuesday? Or did I tell you that?
Maybe.
They do free stuff every Tuesday. Well, they do. And this week was Chuck E. Cheese stuff. I was like, damn it, we went last week. We won two free pizzas.
Right.
Which I don't eat anymore, but whatever. It's free.
Right, of course.
let's see. This week is the last week of preschool.
Yeah.
Are they doing like a spirit week at Bubba's school where they like do weird stuff for the whole week?
I don't know if they're doing a beer week per se, but yeah, we've got this week and next week. He graduates on Friday from VPK.
Yeah, Finn graduates this Friday.
They all growed up now, man.
Baby's all grossed up. He's so excited about kindergarten too. He asks me about it almost every day.
Yeah,
he goes, I'm in kindergarten. I'm like, no, you're not.
Not yet.
Preschool, man.
Right. Right. Yeah, he's excited because, you know, they did that whole kindergarten roundup thing, you know, a month or so back. But then also his two older cousins go there, too. So,
oh, nice. You're going to the same school.
Yeah. So he's excited to go to the same school as his big cousins.
He's going to know some people.
Right. Right. And they can set the other kids straight if there's any attempts at bullying the younger kids.
Or they can at least tell you.
Right.
And I know they will.
I tell you, Michaela puts up with no shit from anybody. So I could see her being the one that, you know, some kid picks on Bub, some older kid picks on him, and she just puts him on his ass.
Throws him in the garbage can.
Right. Right. Like, that's my cousin, fucker. Back up.
You answer to me, son.
Oh, and she wouldn't be shy about letting me know, and I'll go fuck up somebody's parents.
Yeah, which one's her daddy?
Right.
And punch him in the dick.
Hey, Troy. Hey, how's it going? So you like to pick on the little kid, huh? Where's your dad? Oh, he's that little 5'5 fucker over there? Oh, it's my turn to pick on the little kid. Yep. Now let's go have some fun.
Bitch.
And then, Troy, I'm coming back to kick you in the face, too.
Yep, I have no problems punching a kid.
I'll go straight stepbrothers on their ass.
Yep. My sister said when he gets into, like, high school,
right.
She would totally put a backpack on and go into the high school, just walk in.
Oh, she could.
Punch somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, I'll just walk right in. She's like, I'll get my, my One Direction t-shirt and go on in.
There you go. She could probably pull off middle school, too.
Yeah, that's what she said. sneak in as an eighth grader.
I mean, granted, a stacked middle schooler, but...
Yep. And so, I'm burning through my intro list way fast.
Okay.
Jen ordered sneakers for Finn.
Right.
Now, we usually get pretty good deals on Finish Line, their clearance section on the website.
Right.
Generally speaking, it's been easy to use. We've used it bunches of times before.
Right.
And you can catch their clearance stuff, and you can get like a pair of Jordans for kids for like $25.
Right. And I remember last week it was that you guys had gotten the lopsided ones, two different sizes.
We ordered, and Jen put in all new information, right?
Right.
Updated our credit card information, and then they email her the confirmation with my old address from two houses ago.
Of course.
So she immediately calls them and she's like, well, the website said it would take like 3 weeks to ship. You need to update the ship to because it's wrong.
Right.
And he's like, oh, it already shipped. And Jen's like, well, is it shipping from China? Why is it going to take 3 weeks if it shipped already? And the guy's like, hold on, let me call the store and let me see if I can get them to change it. So he calls the store and they change it. Great. So now they're going to 2 day air it to our house, to the new address.
Right.
Shoes come in and they're different sizes.
Right.
So she calls them back again. She's like, dum-dum. She's like, I got the shoes, but now you sent me an 11 and a 12. And that's obviously not going to work. So they're like, oh my God, we're so sorry. Here's a whole bunch of extra like reward points, you know. So they give you like, I'm air quoting $200, which gives you like a $5 coupon.
Sure.
Right? And so then she gets a confirmation because they're going to 2 day air the right pair.
Of course.
She gets the email conversation with the wrong goddamn address on it. Well, only this time when she calls, it really did already ship.
Jeez.
And they can't change it. And so she's like, well, it's not shipping to my house, so I'm obviously not going to be paying for shoes that I didn't receive.
Right.
So now, to get our money back, she has to take the pair of lopsided shoes she has to a store to return.
That's crazy.
She's like, just so you know, I'll never, ever be buying shoes from you again.
Right.
And they're like, well, we got you these reward points. She goes, they are worthless to me if this is what I have to go through to use them.
Right.
So then, this weekend, we're at the outlet malls.
Right.
Because I lost so much weight and I wanted to grab like one new work shirt. I'm trying to grab one like one every other week. You know what I mean?
Sure. Been there.
And I was like, let's sneak into I like the golf stuff, you know, because we can go business casual.
Sure.
And golf stuff's perfect for like my office.
Right.
And I was like, let's check out. I want to hit up Nike. I want to hit up Under Armour. And I want to hit up Columbia. Right. Those are the three stores.
Okay.
Going to Nike, we found the exact same shoes for the same price, minus shipping, right? Because I was paying like $6 for shipping.
Right.
So I found the same shoes for the same price, didn't have to pay shipping, and they both matched. So we bought them.
Nice.
So I got the shoes that we wanted.
Did you get a new golf tee or golf polo?
I got a golf polo from Under Armour.
Right.
They had it on sale. It was like $22.
Nice.
A great deal for Under Armour.
That's a fucking steal for Under Armour.
This one is gray with a royal blue Under Armour logo and a little American flag logo on the shoulder.
Nice.
I was like, that's it. I'm taking that.
Done.
It's a large.
America.
Awesome. It fits. Yeah.
Very good. Like, no I wear way. Large.
Jen's like, they don't have an XL. She's like, try this large on. She's like, just try it. And I'm like, fine. Then I put it on and I was like, holy shit, I think it fits.
Nice.
I was like, I'm not even sucking it in. Right. She's like, it does. Look, it's like right on your shoulders in the right place. So I'm gonna give that thing a test drive to work on variety.
Nice. See, what I did for a while was every other week or every week or every few weeks I would run to Target when they had the their C9 golf polos on sale. And they're not bad for, $15-$20. They're pretty comfortable. I like the material. They're nice.
So that's what I told Jen. I was like, go to Marshall's. When you go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx or one of those places, and you see, like, a nice Under Armour or a nice Nike or a nice, you know, golf shirt, I was like, just grab it.
Swipe it.
I don't need to pay full retail for some of these, you know, Under Armour golf shirts are $80.
Right, yeah. Some of them USF polos are like, you know, $80, $90. Who wants to pay that, honestly?
And that's ridiculous. $90 for a shirt.
Right. Outrageous.
I tried on some pants, but, you know, I wear my pants low on my hips because I'm fat and I put them under the belly.
Right.
And the inseams are all kind of long for me. I got short legs, and I wear them low on my hips.
Right.
And so I just can't rationalize, like you said, spending $50 on some khakis or, some pants where I'm going to have to get them hemmed.
Right.
So I didn't buy any pants this weekend. Just got the one shirt.
The last pair of jeans I bought was actually, again, at Target. I'm a big fan of Target. It was like $20. Loose fit, waistband, you know, it's got the flex fit waistband. So let's say I add a couple pounds, it will still fit, and it will go back to where I need it to be if I don't. So it's nice.
You lose a couple LBs.
Because, like, my other pair of jeans that I had been wearing, if I wash them, when I go and do the laundry and all that stuff, when they come out of the dryer, they're fucking super tight in the waist. And, like, it takes me, like, 3 days to break them in. And these, they can tighten up a little bit because they're flex fit. They're fine. So, Target's got a lot of good stuff. And the big key is it doesn't have that Walmart stigma because it's fucking Target. And they're a classy bitch.
I bought a pair of khakis from Target. And they were, I think, Hagar, that's a legit brand, right?
Yeah.
So I bought those, and they're super comfortable. I bought, they're 36s instead of 38s.
Right.
And they fit. So I got a new belt, too.
I think nice. I got
a belt at Target. So I like Target, too. It's better than Walmart. Faded
Absolutely.
Glory.
Absolutely. It's worth the extra couple dollars to go to Target.
And it's not even really, it's like $1.
Right. So, I mean, at most, it's a couple dollars.
We had a fire drill today.
Nice.
We do once a year.
I was going to say, and I feel like that was done recently.
Well, I did, recently I did a fire test, like, with our safety person.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I walked down all the flights of stairs.
Right.
Took me 12 minutes, like, to get from my floor to the ground.
Fuck that.
Today, we went from the 32nd floor down to the 28th floor.
Right.
And then we took the elevator from 28 to 0. But nice. In an actual fire, I don't think you're allowed to use the elevator.
No, I would think that'd be a hazard.
Unless you're handicapped.
Right.
And then you take the freight elevator.
You know what you should do? You should run the stairs. It worked for Rocky.
Dude, going down the stairs was hard enough. In my old place, we were on the 10th floor.
Right.
And after a fire drill, you know, there was like this horde of people waiting to go up the elevators.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's only 10 floors. I'll just take the stairs. No big deal. Dude, I got to 7 and I was dying. And I got to 10. I was like, this is insane.
Absolute horse shit, right?
Yeah. 10th floor. And then, did you know the Bank of America building down here, they have an annual thing where people walk the stairs?
Why?
And the fire, like, you know, to raise money, you know, like, oh, I went 43 stories or whatever at the Bank of America building, and, you know, right. It's like a fundraiser thing. But the fire department, those guys that do it in full gear.
Well, I mean, that's good practice for them.
And that's why they do it. Is that
if there was a fire, they would have to.
Yeah, your ass is going up. Because did you know that the world's tallest, or the tallest, I looked it up today because I was curious, the tallest ladder truck in North America for a fire department is only 13 stories.
I believe that. I mean, think about that.
13 is massive, but...
Right.
That's not even close to getting me out of there.
No. I mean, think about, like, why? How would they have... You can't reasonably expect them to have anything that goes much higher than that.
I don't know. And then I looked up, it's called SkySaver Backpack. It is a backpack that you wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it straps around your legs like a parachute harness.
Okay.
And it goes over your shoulders and around your waist. And then you anchor it, and it has all this rope in the backpack and an automatic brake.
Nice.
So, allegedly, what you're supposed to do is anchor the rope and then jump out the window.
Yeah, like rappel or something.
Yeah.
I've rappelled. That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, I rappelled once off of, like, a 3-story building.
Right.
But not 32 floors up.
Well, as long as it's anchored right,
I guess.
Give it a shot.
I mean, I guess it's worse than burning to death.
The problem is what happens when you leave from the 32nd floor and it only gets you to, like, the 25th.
Right. You'd have to make sure you had enough rope.
Right. Right.
Right. Could you imagine getting stuck like 25 feet above the ground and you're like, oh, God damn it, that is too far to jump.
Right. Then you just got to kind of hang out there and hope the rope doesn't burn through while you're waiting for the fire department to get there with their 13-story ladder.
I was going to say, apparently all I have to do is get down to like the 12th story and I'm good.
Right.
And they can just hang outside the building and hope the rope doesn't catch on fire. So, yeah, fire drill was fun. And I think that's all I got in my intro.
Nice.
You got anything?
I do not. I live the unexciting life of just getting ready for this party on Saturday.
Well, what are you guys bringing, a cake, or does the guy have a ninja cake?
We are doing, I think, cake pops again, we did for Ashley's. Cake pops and Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, that's perfect. Finn loved all of that.
Yeah, they're pretty goddamn good. We're going to have the same lady doing it, so.
Nice. You want to talk a little bit about sports? I only got like two things.
Yeah, we got a couple small notes. Sure.
We found out today, breaking news, that Tampa got the 2021 Super Bowl.
Yeah, kind of
unexpectedly
backdoored their way in, because the LA Rams' new stadium got delayed because of unseasonably heavy rains. They've, I guess, gotten record rains lately, which is new for California.
Yeah.
And so they haven't been able to work on the stadium at the pace they need to. So it's going to be, it's not
the concrete
open.
Won't cure right while it's raining.
Right. So it's not going to open for, you know, another year. And so that pushes back when they can actually host the Super Bowl. And so apparently Tampa was like the last one out during that consideration period. And so they're coming back. They're coming back here.
That's
which
great.
Is fantastic.
So is that in 2022 we'll be in LA, or are they going to have to reapply?
Yeah, they're just pushing it back a year. So
that's helpful that they don't have to spend their money reapplying for the next year.
Right, right. Yeah, they were just like, okay, yeah, I mean, we gave it to you, but since it's going to open a year later, then here you go. We'll do it the next year.
Nice. So we got some time to save up some money and go to the Super Bowl.
Right. See, and I don't necessarily even need to go to the Super Bowl. I'd be good just going to that NFL experience thing, you know, one of the days before the Super Bowl.
I went to it last time it was here.
Right.
What was that, Giants-Ravens? Was that the last time?
No, it was Steelers and Cardinals.
I don't think I went to it that time.
Yeah, me and my buddy Adam went.
Big AC unit.
Yeah, we went the last time it was in town. It was pretty cool.
I like Adam.
They got drills and stuff, and then, you know, yeah, NFL players there signing autographs and such. So it was cool. I had a hat that had, I had gotten Mike Jenkins, because the last time the Super Bowl was in town, they had all the USF NFL players at Bulls Outfitters.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And so we went there, and I got Anthony Henry and Mike Jenkins, who were both playing for the Cowboys at the time, to sign a Cowboys hat I had. And then a couple days later, we went to the NFL experience and got DeMarcus Ware's autograph on another Cowboys hat. So I had three hats, and now I have one that I can wear. But I'm okay with that.
So, yeah, I definitely want to do. And the kids will be old enough to really enjoy it.
Yeah, it'll be fun for them. Running the drills and stuff. Because they got stuff for the kids where, you know, you run routes through the dummies and all
kick
that
field
stuff.
Goals. And,
yeah.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Absolutely. And then they have
the machine throws the football to you.
Yeah, the jugs machine.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was fun. So that's happening. And then the NBA and NHL finals are pretty much set.
Well, they're getting there. They're getting close. In the NBA, it looks like Cleveland's about to go up 3-1 on Boston after blowing a 20-point lead in Game 3.
Classic Cleveland.
Yeah, they've got a vice grip on the series anyway. So they'll probably be closing out in Game 5. And then the Warriors closed out the Spurs in four in dominating fashion. So they're in. And the fucked up thing here is because the NBA set up the schedule in such a way and then they've just run roughshod over people in such a way, apparently there's no flexibility. So game one of the NBA Finals is going to be June 1st, which is next Thursday.
That's quite a layoff.
Right. Assuming the Cavs close it out on Thursday, you're going to have an entire week. An entire week with absolutely no basketball.
And that's pretty bad for the players, right? Like, don't they need to keep it going?
Well, for the players, they'll rest up. They'll spend the week. They're still going to run practice and all that stuff. And, you know, they might run scrimmages with somebody. But it's bad for the league. I mean, this year, the playoffs for the NBA have just been dogged by everybody because they've just not been exciting. Golden State's running roughshod over everybody. There's been the occasional game-winning shot that, like, Boston hit the other night to win Game 3. But Boston lost the first two games of the series by, like, a combined 80 points in their own house. So it was like, we're basically just sleepwalking through the playoffs until we get to the finals and get, you know, the third edition of Cavs Warriors. So it's bad enough that people are slamming the playoffs for being so boring, but then you're going to have a complete week with absolutely no basketball. It's just, that can't be good for the league, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I still got the Warriors, especially having the extra 4 days rest. So, I think they're in good shape. The Cavs should, close out Game 5. So, it'll be a good series, the finals will. But we won't know for another, 3 weeks until that's over.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's see what else. NHL.
Yes. One half of the Stanley Cup Finals are set. That would be Smashville beat the Ducks. There's not a whole lot I enjoy more watching hockey than seeing the Ducks choke because Corey Perry's a piece of shit, dirty ass fuckface player, and any chance him and his merry band of asshats can choke, I am all for. So they got worked over pretty good. They managed to win Game 5 in Anaheim to hang on for dear life, and then the Predators closed them out in Game 6. And that's despite having Ryan Johansson out, who's one of their better offensive players. So they've made their first Stanley Cup final as a franchise, so that's good. Good for them. There's a lot of excitement around the team. The city apparently is absolutely in love with them.
That's what Aaron Rogge lives up there, and he said the same thing. He said it's just like kind of like, you know, right, hockey mania at the moment.
Yeah, which I get. And I mean, that's how Tampa gets, you know, during playoff season. So, I mean, it's fun. It's exciting. It's a new team. Like, I saw somebody else, I saw someone comment on somebody else's status about the playoffs a couple days ago, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's problem with the NHL is it's the same teams every year. And I'm like, I don't know where the fuck you're getting that. We haven't had a repeat champ in I don't know how long. And I mean, there's different teams in every year. I don't think there's a league with more parity. Maybe baseball. The NFL doesn't have that kind of parity. The NBA doesn't, as we clearly see. So, I mean, the Predators have never been in the Stanley Cup Finals. They've never even... This was the first year, I think, they made the Western Conference Finals. You know? And then you got Ottawa is currently leading Pittsburgh in Game 6 to force that series to 7. So, I mean, an Ottawa-Nashville series, you see that every year? I don't think so. So, it's exciting to see some new blood in the Finals. So it'd be exciting to see if the Predators can keep their momentum because they've played fast and physical and they've been all over people. So it's fun.
And that's what all I got.
I got one other minor note.
That was a quick one.
The USF baseball team started the conference tournament after falling hard on their face at the end of the regular season and falling to fourth place in the conference. They had a chance going into the last two games of the season. If they won out, they took the conference for the regular season. And, of course, they lost both games and fell all the way to fourth. But they opened the tournament with a win tonight, comeback win over Tulane. And I have not seen who won the UCF-ECU game, but they would play the winner of that game on Thursday. So good luck to them. That tournament ends on Sunday. The championship game is played Sunday. So we'll know by then if we're conference champs. I think we're pretty much a lock to get into the tournament at this point, the NCAA tournament. But winning the conference never hurts. So good luck to the baseballs.
Baseballs. And then you got a joke.
I do have a joke. I read a joke on dad jokes, and it didn't work for me because it didn't necessarily apply to me. So I revamped it, reworded it, reappropriated it for a joke that does work. So, Devin, what do you call someone who tells dad jokes but has no kids?
So what do you call someone who tells dad jokes but has no kids? I don't know.
A faux pas.
Oh, God damn it.
I fucking love it. Puns.
I love puns.
And just a late confirmation, Ottawa did in fact beat Pittsburgh. So that series is going to seven.
Game sevens are fun.
They are. Hopefully it lives up to the hype, and it's not. The last game that was played in Pittsburgh was a 7-0 win for the Penguins, so hopefully it's a little more exciting than that.
And that's all we got. So next week we'll follow up with birthday party shenanigans.
Right.
We will be officially in the summertime for the kids.
Right.
We will. What else is going on for next week? There won't be any NBA updates.
Well, we'll have the finals. Who's going to be in the finals? Because the Cavs will have closed it out by then.
Oh, I did make the mistake of telling Finn about our vacation that's coming up in like 3 weeks.
Right.
I should not have told him until we were on the way.
Right, because now he's just chatting your ear off about it.
Every single day.
Nice. He's excited. They get excited.
He is. I get it. You know, he's like, are we going to the vacation house? Like, tomorrow? No. Nope. We're going in 3 weeks. So not this week at all. Not next week.
Nice.
Okay. So I go to school and then I wake up and then we go to the vacation house? Nope. No. Nope. So, but he's excited. I showed him some pictures and it has a pool. So he's, and it has bunk beds. So he's really pumped about that.
Awesome.
He already called Top Bunk. I was like, which one do you want to sleep in? And he looked at me like I was stupid. He's like, the top one?
Of course. Jeez. Come on, Dad.
And then Jen's mom already volunteered because there's four bunk beds in the room.
Right.
So they're going to put Annabelle and Finn in the top bunks, and then Archer in the one bottom bunk, and then Jen's mom in the other bottom bunk.
Nice.
She's like, I'll sleep in the baby's room to make sure that they're okay.
Awesome.
I was like, okay, because I figured we could rotate, but if you're gonna do it, then that leaves me time to do it.
Yeah. You'll make a fuck on me?
But the house looks pretty cool. So anyway, that's all I got for this week.
Alrighty, guys. We'll run out and get Logan. That's on Blu-ray now.
So oh, yeah. We talk a little, Logan next week.
Fantastic movie. I love that movie, so do yourself a favor. If you didn't see it in the theater, go out and get it on Blu-ray or digital or both.
It's worth it. It really is.
Even if you're not,
a comic book guy, they tell you enough to know so that you'll have a good time with it.
Sure, absolutely. It's a great movie. So, Anyways, that's all we got. So we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week. Love you. Bye.